special welcome to all of our visitors on this Memorial Day weekend. As we come together, I just have a little mini announcement. You received a little piece of paper and a pencil when you came in. Please don't put that in the collection. Save it for the end of Mass and I'll explain. Some of you may remember a TV commercial from the 1970s. I'm going to describe it. There was a woman in the front of the screen, and images popped up behind her. She says, "The traffic," and then there are honking horns. She says, "The boss," and there is an image of a man yelling through a phone. She says, "The baby," and then there is an image of a child crying. She says, "The dog," and the screen shows a dog barking. She declares, "That does it. Calgon, take me away." Only a few of you remember that. But it is a commercial for an advertisement of a bath. Calgon is a softener for the water. And so after that, after she claims that, she spins around and you see her lying in a bubble bath, just enjoying life after all of these horrible things that are bothering her. There is a temptation, I remember that, because there is a temptation to believe that the ascension of Jesus is God taking him away out of the problems of the world. In fact, we just heard from the Acts of the Apostles, he's taken up into the heavens, and the disciples are looking up in amazement. They still do not quite understand his mission. They wanted a Messiah to get rid of the Roman occupiers. They have seen him die. They experienced him risen from the dead. And now he's leaving the world again. Their misunderstanding is understandable. They live in difficult times, and there's a lot of uncertainty. They want to have changes, and they thought he was the one to bring the changes. It's a common human desire to say, "Get me out of here." There are things like financial woes, we may have strange neighbors, we have difficulties in the world, we just want to get away. And throughout Christianity, there has been a tendency of escapism. In early Christianity, Gnosticism taught that the world is bad and the body is a prison, and that Jesus Christ showed us the way out of this world. More recently, millennial versions of Christianity claimed that some will go up and others will be left behind. For the disciples, it is only after Pentecost, after the ascension, when the disciples of Jesus began to understand what it's all about. They reflected on the entirety of their Lord's life, his incarnation, his ministry, his passion, death and resurrection, and all of the things that he taught them. The ascension makes the picture of Jesus complete because God so loved this world. He broke into the world and was a part of it. Jesus drew to himself all the people on the margins. He experienced the fullness of our humanity. His ascent began with the resurrection and is completed with the ascension, because the one from heaven returns to heaven and then draws all things to himself. The ascension is integral to the story of Easter. By ascending to the right hand of the Father, Jesus brought his full humanity, the totality of all that he experienced, into the fullness of the divine reality. All that we humans experience, our hopes, Our fears, our delights, and our terrors are now forever embraced and transformed through Jesus into the divine life of God. Our faith has little to do with escaping. It really has to do with incorporation. And by that I mean what the word is defined, to bring into the body, to incorporate all of humanity into the risen and ascended body of Christ. Faithful Christians enter into the fullness of this world like Jesus did. We continue the work that has been started by Christ. We do this as Jesus did, by entering into, not escaping from the wounded world, but by reaching out to the marginalized, to those who need us. When we say by our words and deeds, you also belong to Christ. Our job is to descend where Christ is here among us. Jesus, in the gospel, sent his disciples out to all the nations to be witnesses. And that's hard work. He is saying, in essence, be part of the transformation of this world. We do that by recognizing our own brokenness, our own woundedness. We identify where Christ has come to us in our own stories of brokenness and woundedness. He accepts us in whatever state we are. He never says, come to me when you get your act together. He is with us here and now. And that is how we begin the process of incorporation. We recognize what has happened to us and invite others into that beautiful relationship with Christ. The human truth is that we often have human feelings of longing to escape, to leave the troubles of the world, to ascend where God is. But Jesus Christ's way is not to escape. It is to enter into the world and to transform it by acts and words of love.